the FDA's Marion Gruber and Phil Krause. Marion Gruber, no relation, although I'd claim her for the family right now because she's standing up to Joe Biden and saying, look, we're going to quit. Joe Biden keeps saying September 20th, booster shots can roll out. And the FDA says, no, they can't. First of all, they're not approved by the FDA. And second of all, we're not convinced that they'd be of any value. In fact, here's brand new data. This is a CNBC article, by the way. An expert review of scientific evidence to date has concluded that COVID-19 vaccine booster shots are not needed at this time for the general public. A group of leading United States and international scientists reporting Monday in the peer-reviewed journal The Lancet, very well respected, The Lancet, saying no, we don't need this. The conclusion by scientists, including two senior Food and Drug Administration officials and the World Health Organization, came as studies continue to show the authorized COVID vaccines in the U.S. remain highly effective against severe disease and hospitalization caused by the fast-spreading Delta variant. While COVID vaccine effectiveness against mild disease may wane over time, protection against severe disease may persist. That's because the body's immune system is complex. You see, so here we are, getting to the point of why Gruber and Krause are stepping down. They said, we will not be part of the FDA that's being politicized. That's the takeaway. Current evidence does not, therefore, appear to show a need for boosting in the general population, in which efficacy against severe disease remains high. And yet Joe Biden continues to push this idea that we need a third shot. Remember, Israel did third shots and now four shots. Hasn't changed much of anything. And so then Joe Biden comes along last week with his mandate for small business owners who have 100 employees or more, and they say the vaccine mandate is mandatory, and it will result in people walking out the job, say the business owners. It will be destructive, say the business owners. Listen to this. We start with bite number five about a business owner and how it's going to be disruptive to his company. Listen.
For us, we know all of our employees. They're in small groups of 5 to 8 people in each salon. We know their names. We know their families. And we know the stresses and struggles they've got. And adding this on right now with all the fear and uncertainty going on in the workplace is unconscionable. And so we will lose employees. We are already about 70 employees down from where we need to be. And it's a struggle to get back into the workforce right now. And this is going to add one more layer.
Oh, and by the way, if you missed this, the Commerce Secretary says nobody's actually being forced to get vaccinated. Nobody's being forced to be vaccinated because you can just quit your job and stay home. You can homeschool your kids. No problem. You don't have to get the vaccine. I mean, what a callous, arrogant approach. Listen to this.
It's unacceptable. It is unacceptable now that people aren't getting vaccinated. We need our kids in schools. We need the schools open. We need people to get back to work. We need people flying on airplanes. We need people in restaurants. We have too many Americans still out of work. And this is a simple, effective shot in the arm, if you will, that our economy needs. And there's no reason not to get vaccinated at this point in time. That being said, you're not being forced. You can work from home. You can get tested on a weekly basis. So I just think this is just smart public policy and great leadership by the president.
Sure, you can just go home. Can't stay here. Can't be involved in civilized society. We have to protect the vaccinated. Isn't the shot the point of protecting people? If you want to be vaccinated, be vaccinated. If that's your choice as an adult, as an American, get vaccinated. But if you don't, this idea that you'll be shunned by polite society, please. Meanwhile, Tony Fauci flip-flopping again, this time on vaccine mandates and requirements to do things like get on a plane or go to school. It just never stops. Here he is.
If we get the overwhelming proportion of the population vaccinated, we will get to herd immunity. If we do it in the next 6 months, it will happen in the next 6 months. If we do it in the next 2 months, it'll happen in the next 2 months. I would support that. If you want to get on a plane and travel with other people, that you should be vaccinated. When you hear us say, should you mandate vaccination for mandate. Children to be able to attend school. Some people say, oh, my goodness, that would be terrible to do that. But we already do that and have been doing that for decades and decades. I don't know what school you went to, but the school that I went to, you had to be vaccinated for measles, mumps, rubella, polio.
Let me tell you one big surprise, though. You might not have heard. Maybe you have. But Congress is exempt from the mandate. Congress, clearly more than 100 employees, right? Yeah, their staff members are exempt. Congress is exempt from this mandate. And trust me, there's going to be a lot of fighting back and forth about how this ever happens. How this ever happens. I want to share... It never ceases to amaze me the stories that come out of Joe Biden's mouth about how his life came to be and how things flowed along. I want to go to Bite 13. Bite 13 with Joe Biden talking about his first job offer. Graduates from college and he's ready to go off into the world and his late wife, and they decide, where are we going to go? Listen to this.
I grew up in a little town called Claymont, Delaware. And I went to school. I used to tell Frank Church this. I got my first job offer where I wanted, my wife, deceased wife and I, wanted to move to Idaho because we think, not a joke, it's such a beautiful, beautiful state. And I interviewed for a job with Boise Cascade. And in the meantime, there was a war going on. Anyway,
Yeah. There's a problem with all this.
That, I used to always...
May I explain the problem? Come back here.
Called Claymont, Delaware.
Here's the problem. Boise Cascade, they say it never happened. Another story coming out of Grandpa's mouth that has not even slightly tethered to reality.
And I went to Boise Cascade and my first job.
No, Grandpa, you didn't. Nice story and all, though. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.